Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're just a couple minutes away from Michael Kudlitz. And he was in the studio.
Fantastic actor. Came in with Lou Temple, who's been in a ton of Rob Zombie movies, and came in with Sam Jones, who was Flash Gordon.
But the best scene I've seen him in a long, or one of the best, was the Walking Dead, his unfortunate death scene.
When he knows he's facing death.
The suck my nuts scene. Oh, it's so good. That's when Lucille was the bat. What was his name?
Yeah, Negan. Yeah.
Negan, that's right, man.
You can breathe. You can blink. You can cry. Hell, you're all gonna be doing that. Oh, look at that! Taking it like a champ! Suck my nuts. Did you hear that? He said, suck my nuts.
Born December 29th on Long Island, New York. He was a student at the California Institute of the Arts when he landed a part in the HBO miniseries, Band of Brothers. He's gone on to appear on such series as, Lost, 24, and Prison Break, as well as his star-turning role as Abraham Ford on The Walking Dead, and starring on the ABC series, The Kids Are Alright. And now, you can see him every week on the hit CBS series, Clarice. Please welcome, Michael Kudlitz.
Hey man, it's been a while. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. You came by. You were here with Flash Gordon in the studio. You were doing Comic-Con, man. It was a fun day.
Yeah, it was. I remember that.
You were.
The convention, actually, we really wanted to do it because they were like, oh, yeah, Kansas City. And then we were nowhere near Kansas City.
I know. That's right. That's right, because it was
we're like an hour and a half out with no car. And we're like, what? What kind of crap is that?
That's right. That's right.
Kansas City, the barbecue. We're like, we're at a truck stop with the Stuckies and a Motel 6.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. People forget, like, when you have to travel and you do shows, like if you're a comedian or a band, and you're in a town you don't know and there's nothing to do, it's a long night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And everything closes at 9.
Right.
And, you know, you just finished up the convention at 8.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, I just want to get a good meal and a drink.
See?
And I can't.
But I wish.
Kansas City, not.
It was, and by the way, people loved you. I was standing there watching. I was just, you know, because you are an imposing character. How tall are you?
I'm only 6'2". I mean, I say that only. I mean, I know that's like, I call that the short side of tall. because I've seen, like, I've seen, you know, when you see it talk, like, because 6'3 is like right. Exponentially visually larger than 6'2.
Truth.
Like, it doesn't feel like just an inch. Like, when you see someone who's 6'3, you're like, holy crap, that's really tall, you know, and then you get into 6'4", 6'5", and then you look like you're a monster, and, you know, and it looks so much bigger than just a couple of more inches than 6'2".
Yeah, but 6'2", everything's uncomfortable.
But
I mean,
I'm not. Yeah, everything's uncomfortable.
It is. Is it
story
not?
Story of my life.
Yeah, because I'm about six one right there. And if I was an inch taller, 2 inches taller, the airplane seats, the cars, the everything.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I'm not a small guy, I know that. But, and I got kind of a big energy, so I kind of fill his face. My wife always tells me about that, you know. When the kids were younger, she's like, you need to stop. You don't realize how
freaking out the kids.
Big you are right now. And I'm like, what do you mean? Shut up.
I love you, little kids. Yeah.
Exactly. So, get over here.
So I am a huge Silence of the Lambs fan. All the way back. I mean, I read Red Dragon when I was in high school. And, you know, which was the beginning book of all this stuff. So now, of course, people know the Silence of the Lambs and Clarice Starling and everything. And I love this style of TV show, man. I'm excited to see this.
Oh, awesome. Well, it's good.
What do you think?
It really is. The whole season is sort of laid out like a novel. So you're not necessarily going to get, like, you know, the crime of the week. Although we do, every once in a while, a major part of something is solved. But the major thing that we're looking at is going to take the whole season to solve. So there's some slow burn episodes, there's some really exciting episodes, and it all culminates as a novel does, as a Thomas Harris novel does.
Mm-hmm.
In near the very end, where everything starts to come together, and that's where we're at right now so far as shooting. We only have another month left to shoot, but we're very much into the middle of the story right now. Episode 6 is Thursday night, and you can, if you haven't checked out the show, you can binge watch it. And personally, I think the show is even better that way.
Sure it is.
You remember all the little pieces of the story. And so if I were you, I'd get on it. I'm pretty sure that it's all available on Paramount Plus, and if you have the CBS app, they're all available to catch up with. And if I'm lying, then I'm lying, and I guess you can't.
Exactly. Then you can taunt me in St. Joe the next time I go up there and don't have any dinner.
I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure they are. No, they're pretty sure they are. They do the big thing now, because we were off for 2 weeks for March Madness.
Yeah,
so we want to get everybody excited and back on board. And, if you haven't seen it yet, catch back up. But got a lot of people watching the show and loving the show.
Sure.
So we're really, really excited.
Tell me something, Michael, because you did Crypticon and The Walking Dead, which is amazing. And now with this, like Silence of the Lambs, like, you know, Clarice, and do you follow like the weird murder mystery stuff on television or on radio? And there's a reason I'm asking this is because I found myself super hooked on this audio version on satellite on long road trips on the motorcycle. You can hear it real clearly at highway speeds on a bike. And it's literally 8 hours of how they got away with a murder or didn't get away with a murder, to the point where my girlfriend finally asked me to stop listening to it when she was around.
I've always been a fan of, I think it's one of the old, who doesn't love a great mystery? And, mysteries are just wonderful stories to get involved with because you're trying to get ahead of the mystery. You're trying to solve it before you realize it's solved. You want to beat them to solving it. I've always loved the next 48 hours, the crime stuff, the real true crime stuff.
Yeah,
I find it fascinating because I think we all find human nature fascinating.
That's what
wonder,
it is.
You know what does it take to get somebody to do that? You know
That's
how
what
little,
it is.
How much. Because we've all had, crappy thoughts, but, we don't even act on those. So what makes you, what drives you or can drive someone to the point where they're going to act on that type of thing and do something that horrific or, that unexpected? I think that's human nature.
Thank you for making me feel less weird, Michael Cutlets.
You're pretty weird, but I
I love him. Dude,
I don't know.
I'm going to binge watch this. I am going to binge watch Clarice, man. I hope this thing gets back to normal, and I hope you do come in for another Crypticon. I enjoyed having you in the studio very much, man, with Lou Temple and Sam Jones. And, man, you're welcome here anytime. I know you got a lot of interviews going, but congratulations on everything. And we'll keep talking about the show, man. Come back again, although, all right?
Awesome. Absolutely. Appreciate you guys. You have a great week.
See you, man.